"Grab onto something on the boat," he yelled out, winding a rope attached to the mast firmly round his wrist.
"Oh, brother," moaned Fishlegs as he did the same. "How did this happen? We just went out for a simple little swimming race. Is there no safe activity in this uncivilized world?"
The dragon had dived under the water, and there was no sign of it, just the roaring of the wind, the crashing of the thunder, the drenching rain.
"Where is it? Where's it gone?"
someone shouted frantically. There was an explosion of white water to Hiccup's left as the Leviathorgon leapt out of the sea. It flew right over the boat and hovered there. Again, it was almost as if it were showing off how big it was. It was so enormous that hovering above the great ship's mast, the tips of its great wings just grazed the surface of the water as they beat downward on either side. Its eyes bored down at the Viking ship. Gently, it reached out its gigantic talons and took hold of the mast of the American Dream 2, like an eagle grasping a stick. And then it lifted the entire ship completely clear of the water. It looked down into the boat to see the reaction of the inhabitants. Most of them were screaming. The giant sea dragon gave the ship a little shake, sending the Vikings inside it catapulting around the deck like marbles. And then it dropped the American Dream 2 back into the water again. The monster hung above them still, blotting out the sky, and now it stretched wide its great ancient mouth, far wider than would have seemed physically possible, so that it became a great black cavern opening up in front of their eyes. Like an enormous spitting cobra, the sea dragon began to hiss. First a gentle sss, getting louder and louder, sss, until it built up into such a sinister, angry intensity that it was as if the entire ship were crawling with nests of serpents about to strike. The sound sent goosebumps all over Hiccup's body, and every individual hair on his head stood up as if charged with static electricity. The creature's eyes bulged. Its throat worked. It was looking straight at Hiccup, and instinctively Hiccup ducked behind the mast. Something flew through the air and sunk itself quivering into the wood. With round, petrified eyes, Hiccup peered round the mast to look at it. It was the sting of the Leviathorgon. Hiccup had heard of this in legends. Like a gigantic bee, the Leviathorgon carries stings within its body. But in its throat, inside the fire hole rather than its abdomen, it can propel these stings from its mouth at astonishing speed, like a rocket launcher. The sting of a bee is no more than a couple of millimetres long. The sting of a Leviathorgon is roughly the length of a spear. It had sunk quite 8 centimetres into the wood and remained there, shivering and on fire. It seemed to be made out of some kind of bone as hard as metal, but it was difficult to tell because the flames flickered along its length. A great scarlet-black stain was spreading out on the mast as the poison from the tip leaked out, and Hiccup was just taking off his jacket to smother the flames before they set fire to the mast when the Leviathorgon entered the water on the other side of the boat.